Ramping up your business? The time is near. You've given it heart. Now get it in gear. It's Passage to Profit with Richard and Elizabeth Gearhart.
I'm Richard Gearhart, founder of Gearhart Law, a full-service intellectual property law firm specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights.
And I'm Elizabeth Gearhart, not an attorney, but I do marketing for Gearhart Law, and I have my own startups and podcasts.
Welcome to Passage to Profit, the road to entrepreneurship, where we talk with entrepreneurs and celebrities who tell their stories about their business journey and also share helpful insights about the successes that they've had.
Did you know that 2 in 5 Americans want to start a new business or are business owners? Well, we have lots of information to help them too.
And we also talk a little about the intellectual property that helps them flourish. Time for intellectual property news. Elizabeth, what's going on with that?
We are going to talk about weight loss, specifically weight loss drugs, specifically the, quote, miracle drug Ozempic. Well, of course, life sciences and drug companies get patents.
Right.
So who has the patent on Ozempic?
Novo Nordisk does.
Who's trying to steal it?
Everybody who's not Novo Nordisk. So, yeah, I mean, that's, since this is what happens when you have a successful product, right? Everybody comes out of the woodwork and they're like, oh, well, we want to get a piece of this business. And so they do things like challenge the patent and manufacture drugs that are in different countries and they're not FDA approved, and all sorts of nasty things happen. But as Elizabeth pointed out earlier, the cost of Ozempic is really, really high in the U.S. And there are so many medical conditions that are caused by diabetes and being overweight. So is it really fair for Novo Nordisk to get all the profits and use their patents for that, you know, leverage? Of course, as a patent attorney who worked in the pharmaceutical industry, I definitely have a view on that. But I'm also open to other thoughts. So, Jesse, what do you think about this situation? You're in the physical fitness business, right?
Yes.
So this is an important topic for you.
I believe that the person that's, or the company that's invented the product should have rights to it. You know, they're responsible. It was their idea. But I definitely think that there should be options for other people to capitalize on the product as well. But most of the majority should belong to, whether it be Wegovy or Ozempic.
Chelsea Chong Kim, if the patent could be probably affordable and they say that I want to take this idea and make it myself more affordable for those who are even in the low class or high class, whatever it may be, maybe, why not? You know, I don't want to say like take this idea and this is mine in a way, but maybe they're trying to take it in a way where it could be more affordable for those who cannot be hands-on.
Vince, what are your thoughts?
This really highlights the unintended initial use of the patent and a marketplace that's driven it out of a price point for its intended use when you get into diabetes. So I do think there's an injustice in that and has to be balanced. But I do think there is a certain level of protection that has to be afforded to the patent holder for the time, effort, and risk, and the 75 patents that fail in their portfolio that don't work. But there is a balance, and I think we do have to be cognizant of market forces and conditions, and going back to the core, hey, using it as a weight loss, but also using it as a medical purpose for diabetes in many cases. If there's a carve-out or some way to balance that, I think would solve for a lot of issues.
Passage to Profit is a nationally syndicated radio show appearing in 38 markets across the United States. In addition, Passage to Profit has also been recently selected by FeedSpot Podcasters Database as a top 10 entrepreneur interview podcast. Thank you to the P2P team, our producer Noah Fleischman, and our program coordinator Alicia Morrissey and Rissikat Busari. Look for our podcast tomorrow anywhere you get your podcasts. Our podcast is ranked in the top 3% globally. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, X, and on our YouTube channel. And remember, while the information on this program is believed to be correct, never take a legal step without checking with your legal professional first. Gearhart Law is here for your patent, trademark, and copyright needs. You can find us at gearhartlaw.com and contact us for a free consultation. Take care, everybody. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back next week.